you got Neil's letter as well. Do you believe him?
It appears to be this mesh of string that encircles the park.
He could be hiding anywhere in here.
Some pedo's grabbed him, or some freak, or something.
A limb comes up and grabs you by the wrist. Your head is full of memories that aren't your own.
I was taking photos of her. She went off with this, I don't know, this man, and...
You feel a hand on your shoulder, and you turn round, and it's Neil. Part of me is in a mirror, and part of you will be too. Follow me, she'll show you.
This is crazy specific, but I need to hear the end of that sentence, so I reach into my pocket for another coin and stick that into the machine.
And you get the feeling that there are only a few ways of getting out of this park, and all of them will require some sort of sacrifice.
O'Neill, yes, he's a true believer.
Wait, I think I understand. And do you know what I think, miss? That thing belongs in a museum.
How do you think you'll get out?
Out the gate? What do you mean?
None of you have thought to check that the gate is still there, but there's absolutely no sign of it.
Inside him. Isn't that what she said? Tell us, High Priestess of the Phantom of Truth, how we get out of here. Or I will swing this bat so hard that you won't wake up.
Oh, and she chuckles and she says, oh, but I will. No one can die inside this park. Do you not realize that?
Whatever happens, you get out of here. And if there's a sacrifice, it's going to be me. I don't want any talk and I don't want any back chat because we haven't gone long. Let's get this done.
Listen, Mikey, I'm your friend. We don't leave each other behind. Remember when we were in the mines of Zaza Bazaar?
The Apocalypse Players present Unland. From the Fear's Sharp Little Needles collection of modern Call of Cthulhu scenarios by Stygian Fox. Unland was written by Scott Dorwood. Joseph Chance plays Mikey Judd, aged 13. Dannon McAleer plays Kit Hillier, aged 12. And Dan Wheeler plays the Keeper of Arcane Lore, age unknown. Part 7. It ain't over till it's over. Or Jason Statham.
And so we find ourselves outside Mr. Fun's House of Hilarity. And Kit's just given you this inspirational speech. And at that moment, Mikey, your sight comes back to you.
Kit, I can see you. You're right there.
Yeah, I'm here. You can see me.
Oh, thank God.
Christ, mate. Oh, you had me well freaked out. You can see everything. How many fingers are I holding up?
Oh, well, at least four.
Yeah, at least. That's good.
He can't help but smile, but he sinks to his knees. And he sort of, in that sort of crazy way when you're a teenager, he starts to almost giggle. But it's right on the border of losing his shit.
Yeah.
Quick question. Just can you remind me which number the House of Hilarity is?
Sure. Seven.
Seven, cool. I'd marked eight.
Well, eight's sort of the same building, or is it?
Yeah, but that's the other side, isn't it? Yeah.
It's like almost like the sort of two buildings sort of back to back.
All good.
Right. Well, thank God you got your sight back, mate. We need to figure out what we're going to do, but whatever we do, we're sticking together.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And we'll grab Neil and we'll bring him out of this place just like you brought out Oslik. Even if he has gone mad, it's not him. Something's wrong with him, but it's not him.
Do you know what, though? Kit, we're never going to finish that campaign, are we?
No, Well, we might not.
No, but I mean, like, seriously.
No one could do Grennic. No one could do Grennic as well as Jojo. And I don't have the heart to... Anyway, let's deal with the problem at hand.
No, what I'm saying is I think that's probably the first time I've actually realised that.
Oh.
I think somewhere deep down I wanted it to finish. I kept thinking she'd come back, even though I didn't think she ever would. And I kept thinking that Neil would...
I know.
...not be this kind of prick for a start.
I know. I don't think it's him. I think it's... Someone's got to him. Someone's convinced him of this stupid stuff. That woman. What's her name? Old Hobbledy Hoy.
Why the fuck didn't I see it? I've been too wrapped up in my own bollocks with my dad.
I know, but we can't blame ourselves.
Fuck! And I get up, but I start sort of kicking randomly at anything that's around in a sort of petulant, angry show my friend that I'm really pissed off, angry in the locker room kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
I think I give you a moment to do that, but while you're doing it, I pick up a handful of gravel or stones, if they're, I'm assuming they're sort of gravel paths, but I may be wrong.
Yeah.
And I get out my Black Widow, and I say to him, Mikey, I know, I get it, mate. You're pissed off. I'm pissed off. It's more than that. I'm more than pissed off, but you know what? So far, it's just this woman, and you've already hobbled her.
No, right.
We need to do something while we're here. So it's cool, man. It's cool. But I ain't going in that place, even if it is to find Neil, even if it is to see if there's anything else we can... I don't know anyway, but...
What about the gates, though? We can't see the gates. We can't see them. We can't get out. And maybe there's another way out of this place. What about the fence?
There'll be another way. So this place in front of us, what's it titled? Mr. Fun's House
Mr. of... Mr. Fun's House of Hilarity. And you look around and you can't see Neil. And you think that he dragged you here, and he may have disappeared into the door inside while you were chatting, or maybe round the back. But there's no sign of him.
In which case, I'm just going to take an executive decision in the moment and just shout at the building, Neil, if you're in there, pull your socks up. And then I fire at one of the windows. Does it smash the window?
The window shatters.
Great.
As you would expect it to, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, Kit, there's something I've got to tell you.
What?
Don't look. Just don't look, all right? Just
all right.
Look at me.
Yeah.
I think there's something really wrong with the roller coaster. Don't look at it.
All right. What do you mean?
I think... Well...
I know it looked a bit weird earlier, but it's just the mist.
Yeah, well, right, think about that. Remember your memory of it?
Yeah.
We both thought it. It wasn't right. We both know that it wasn't right. And I'm thinking, don't look at it too carefully. But I'm pretty sure, Kit, that this whole place is fucked. And we need, they've done something weird to it. I don't know what they've done to it, but these fucking weirdos with water chops from whatever her name was.
Yeah.
From the corporate place.
Linda McBitch.
Right, McBitch. She and her friends have done something fucking weird, and I don't know what they covered it with, but maybe we don't want to go straight for the structures.
No.
Because that might piss them off. Maybe we need to find a way out of here, yes. Check the fence, maybe. I don't know. My map is crap. We need to think this through.
No, I know. Well, here, have a look at my map. My only thinking is, if we pot the windows, if we do have to go in, we've got more ways to get out.
Maybe we should just have a quick look. Because if it's some bunch of fucking weirdos worshipping an idol... No, I know that was up in the Tunnel of Love.
Well, we don't know. There might be no one else here.
Well, like, maybe they'll all be occupied.
It could just be her. Could just be her gone mad.
Maybe we should just grab Neil.
I think you're right, but they'd have come running if they heard one window. We may as well take out the rest. That way we're not, you know, trapped inside.
Why don't we just go up to a door? There's a door there.
All right. Yeah, all right. But, yeah, okay.
Maybe we should just come around the back.
Yeah, maybe we should circle round.
Right, let's do that.
All right. So, want to go... I mean, my instinct would be to go up and left around it. Like, towards the bridge and then round and a left...
I just start to follow you. I defer.
Yeah? Fine. So you make your way round the back
of the building.
And I think on the way I say to Mikey, what do you think? Should I be calling Neil's name? I mean...
No, not now.
Okay.
We've done that.
Right.
He's had his chance.
Yeah.
If we see him, I reckon we just grab him and fucking run.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So you make your way around the back of the building, and there are exit doors.
But I can imagine they're all those pushed from the inside, aren't they?
Well, yeah. Yeah, probably. You could give it a go.
Let's go up and have a look.
What do you reckon?
You go up and you have a look, and yes, they appear to be exactly that. Those emergency exit doors where you would push a bar from the inside, but outside there's no way of getting it open. Well...
I lean my head against the second door that we check, and I say under my breath, but not particularly carefully, what's the point of having a fucking criminal father if it doesn't even fucking teach you how to break into a fucking building?
Well...
Are there any windows that we could look through? There's no lights on inside, or are there?
Round this side of the building, it's just bare wall, like high walls. It's just as if...
No windows.
Yeah, it's one of those... I mean, a lot of these sort of buildings, obviously, they'll be, you know, a managed environment inside with lights and stuff. So, no, there's no natural light going into this side of it.
Roof, overhanging branches, ventilation shafts...
It doesn't look like it. It looks like if there is a way to get in from this side, you might be able to get this door open. Give me an idea.
If we had a crowbar or something. But do we want to do that, or do we want to carry on round and come in the front?
I'm looking at the roof and I say, it's a shame we can't cast that spider spell, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Fuck, Jojo. Fuck.
Hey, listen. There's another reason I was... going to smash the windows. That thing what attacked you, that thing by the lake, the smoky thing without a face.
Right.
I saw it in the mirror before you broke it. It's in there. And if there's things in the reflections, I don't want to be around no reflections. I think any mirror, any glass, is safer to smash it. But then, of course, that might bring out something in it. I'm not sure what to do, but that was my thinking. Yeah, I might be completely wrong on that.
Right.
Anyway, should we carry on round? And it doesn't look like there's much back here, unless you want to give them doors a go.
What's that building there? Are we now effectively at 8?
Yes.
Right.
Fuck.
Can we see anything on the lake while we're back here, where 10 is? Or we'll see what 6 might be. I assume it's like some boating place, but we might not be able to see from this distance because of the fog.
It appears to be... there is the fog, although... you can sort of make out through it. It looks like it's a boating lake. There's, you see moored up on the other side a couple of little sort of pleasure rowboats, pedalos, something like that.
Nice.
Fuck it. I'm gonna climb it, mate.
What? To the roof?
There might be something on the roof.
There might be.
Give me a luck roll to see whether one of these trees is sort of scalable.
Yeah, there's no old dumpsters around that we could push up to the side or anything, I suppose.
It's a very good luck roll. It's a 12 on a 66.
Oh, great.
It's more Somerset to climb the tree, though. Remember when we used to go scrumping?
Natural instinct, yeah.
Yeah.
I was always pretty good at that.
With that roll, there's a tree that looks like it's very easily climbable. So you could give me a climb roll with a bonus die.
Sweet.
And I think you could get onto the roof. Whether that's going to help you is a different matter, but...
Mikey, I'll cover you from down here, shall I?
Good thinking.
Give me a shout if there's anything up there.
He smiles, and it's his big, wicked grin of a smile.
Like when he's pulled off a BMX trick or something.
And he's a good-looking boy. He's a really good-looking boy when he does that. And he goes, yeah, you cover me. It's almost like being back in it, isn't it?
Yeah. And I realise in that moment, I probably... always fancied Mikey about as much as Jojo, just not admitted it to myself.
Appearance 75.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Well, there you go. He's 13.
Yeah, but so am I, so it's...
And then he climbs.
I'm like, cool.
And I've rolled a 16 and a 16, amazingly.
On your climb of...
65.
Sick.
Wow. Okay, well, you shimmy up that tree in no time.
Gore!
he yells as he swings, imagining from a branch, imagining it's a grappling hook on a rope, and lands
on the tiles of the roof. I was going to get you to give me a dex roll on the tiles, but that climb roll was so good. I'll say that you've landed really, really well on the tiles, and they feel a bit sort of slippy underfoot, like there's maybe sort of moss or slime on them. But you managed to stay on your feet. Yeah, you're on the roof. What do you want to do?
I'll be right back. And then I'm just going to look for anything, ventilation shafts, doors, obviously, that kind of thing. Any kind of access or window, skylights, that kind of thing.
You look around. There appears to be nothing in the way of skylights.
Hmm.
There is some sort of ventilation. It doesn't look like it's sort of easily accessible. You probably would have to, you know, break something off or, but yeah, there's a ventilator, there's sort of like a bit of ventilation there. I mean, is there anything else you want to do while you're on the roof?
I mean, I'll have a little look around.
Okay, so up here, you actually, you know, although it's still really foggy, you've got a bit more of a vantage point of the park, so.
I mean, I won't want to be looking at the roller coaster.
Sure.
But I think a little bit of me will inevitably be drawn uncontrollably.
I mean, that's fine for Mikey because you've seen it already. So, you know, you're further away now, so there's no more horrors for you from this distance. But you've got a pretty good view of the park, so you can see where you came from. Even from here, you can see there's no gate. It's really not clear how that's possible because you can see the path going back, but it's almost like the roller coaster has closed in around the gate. It's no longer, you know, you look at your map, your little photo of the map, and it sort of marks the track of the roller coaster, and that doesn't ring true to what you're seeing. You're seeing this huge giant structure that stretches up almost into the clouds, it looks like, enveloping the whole park.
There is also something I think I mentioned to Mikey last time. I did a spot hidden to see if I could... I think it was a spot hidden to see if I could see the building the roller coaster comes out of. Because obviously there's always somewhere it comes from.
Mm.
But I couldn't see one.
No.
Which is impossible. Or should be impossible.
Yeah. You
might have been the mist, but...
Mikey, you if you remember him saying that, you also can't see where it starts or stops. You can see over to the north... This long build looks like the biggest building in the park, which is this sort of like stream kind of thing flows into, which you guess is the Tunnel of Love. You can see the two little rides, circular rides that you came past, the merry-go-round and the Giddy Giggler.
Mm-hmm.
And then over on the side of one lake, you see these like hanging chairs, like chair aeroplanes.
Yeah.
And then over the other side, you see another sort of circular, well, sort of rectangular, slightly rounded thing with a roof that looks like it might be the Dodgems.
Mm.
And that's basically it. You've got a really good idea of the scale of the park from up here, and it doesn't look huge, but it looks like it's completely enclosed, which is I think somewhat alarming.
Yeah. Fucking invisible minecart, my ass.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm just so you know, I think I'm looking up to make sure he's not slipped. You know, I'm keeping an eye on him, but I'm also just scanning around with my torch and my catapult just in case I don't want to get snuck up on. Yeah. I'm assuming we're at the tree sort of to the left of 7 and 8?
Yeah.
Like, so we've almost made a full circle of the building.
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
So... I'm going to see if I can loosen a part of this venting enough to get my plus one sword under... Oh, no, fucking hell, battle axe. Jesus, I can't even...
Baseball bat?
Baseball bat.
okay, well, are you trying to force it or are you trying to be a little bit more... I'm careful.
I'm trying to ease it off if I can.
Could you give me a mechanical repair roll?
I would very much like to, and I did put extra points in it.
Nice.
So that's good of my development, thanks to my my half-brother, Stuart. So I took an advantage onto 55 mechanical repair. Here we go. A 39.
That's excellent. So
that's what we need.
I think you have a look at it.
Disrepair.
At first you think, oh, I'm going to force this off. And then you have a look at it and you think, oh, actually, I can see the screws. So you reach around in your pockets and you find a little, like a 2p piece. You think it's going to line up, and it does.
Nice.
And you manage to unscrew a few of the screws. Some of them are rusted, but like you get enough off that you can sort of wiggle it a bit. And you do, you jam your baseball bat in there and then lean on it and it pops off.
Oh, the 90s, when you used to just have change, didn't you? You used to have real money in your pockets, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do that with Apple Pay.
We all had those glued together 1p's so you could put them in the vending machine to think it was a quid. I've got a couple of them in my bag, I think.
I don't know what you're talking about. No idea.
No, of course.
So, yeah, the lid sort of pops off and it's sort of pretty stinky in there. I think you can see maybe a dead pigeon.
Ew.
Yeah, but it's a ventilation shaft, and you know I would say it's certainly big enough for an adolescent to crawl through, if that's what you wanted to do.
I think I'll have a little look around, see if anyone's sort of, and a listen. Can I have a listen? A careful listen.
Yeah, sure.
89 on a 25, can't hear anything, very sure.
You can't hear anything? No, nothing at all.
Bit nervous, and then I sneak back over to the edge of the building where I last saw Kit, in the hope that he's still there.
I'm there, sort of. All right.
Kit, here, Kit, I think I've found a way in. It's a ventilation shaft. Do you want to try and climb up?
I mean, I can do, but should... Is how far down is it, like?
I don't know, but I don't really want to... I can try it alone and try and open the door for you.
No. I'll come up. I was just thinking I could go in round the front, you could come in down the top, and we pincer movement, you know?
Fuck, I mean, what if they got people, like, in there watching the door? What if you walk into a trap?
I don't know. I think they would have come out by now. We smashed a window. But you might be right, you might...
Anyway, Neil wanted us in there.
You're right. I'll come up. And I tuck my slingshot. I mean, I'm in thrall to Mikey, as I have been for the whole game. You know, like, he knows what he's doing far more than I do, I'm convinced. So, I try and climb the tree and do the same thing he...
Well, you can give me a climb roll. You can also have a bonus die because it's the same tree.
Cool.
Obviously. And Mikey's luck roll had made it a good tree. That makes sense, doesn't it?
As I approach, I'm well aware that my climb roll is probably half of what Mikey's is, but I'm gonna act all confident. 36.
Could I go and try and help him?
My 35, maybe. So my best is 36. Can I spend luck on...
Yeah.
Even with a bonus die? The first roll was 36 on a 35.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So could I spend one luck to, like...
Of course you can.
Yeah, okay, great.
Yeah. So you do... You don't make it up quite as...
gracefully.
Smoothly.
Yeah.
As gracefully as Mikey did. But you do. You manage to get up and you sort of do a little mini jump off the trunk of the tree onto the side of the roof, onto the tiles. And could you give me a dex roll?
Yeah, I think that's fair. My dex is actually good. Far better than my climb, so... a 6 on my 70 dex.
Sweet.
Okay.
So I imagine I land... with such confidence.
I know you land with a little bit of style, and Mikey says,
"Sweet move, bruv."
Cheers, mate. I've been practicing, you know. Where's this vent?
Right, it's over here.
Nice. And I want to go with him and have a look inside. And I assume, like, is there any way of seeing how deep it gets? Does it go a little bit and then turn off, or is it just like basically a hole?
It doesn't go straight down. It looks like it sort of goes down a bit and along, yeah.
Curves and... Yeah, okay, cool. Right, what are you thinking then? We go through there, have a look around from the vents, and see if we can see anyone inside.
See if we can get eyes on, and then if we do go through the front, at least we've got a plan.
Yeah, at least we know what's what. Yeah, you're right. Do you reckon it'll take our weight? Joking. Right, let's go.
I'll give it a go.
Well, do you want me to go first, or do you want to go first?
No, I'll go first.
All right, yeah. Gore wood.
Here, look, I'll have to leave the baseball bat here. We've both got the Black Widows, so...
Yeah. So are you leaving your rucksack on the roof?
Can I get away with the rucksack?
Give me a size roll.
I'll do the same, just to be sure.
I'm looking for you to fail your size roll, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I have failed my size roll.
I've very well failed my size roll.
A 55 on a 35.
82 on a 35.
Fine, yeah. Well, so in that case... So you can both get through this vent. You can tell just by looking at it, your kids, you've got quite a good sense of, like, you know, what sort of gap in a fence you can climb through and that kind of thing. You can both climb through this. And Mikey, you can take your backpack if you want.
I'm going to zip up everything tight and everything and then say, like, don't use the torch beams, maybe, unless we have to.
No.
We don't want to get spotted in there. We'll be trapped.
Yeah. Well, I've got the lighter as well, so if I really need to see something, maybe I'll use that.
Yeah. But let's try and be quiet.
Oh, and also, and I think I do, I grab your arm like I'm in a 1980s movie, like I'm in the Goonies, and I say, also, I've got the lighter. So worst comes to the worst, we always try and set fire to shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, might scare the fuckers, create distraction. I don't mean like now, I mean...
Have you got a box of matches? I'm just thinking we could do a genie.
Yeah.
You know where you light the one, pop it back into the box, shut it, and then it...
Yeah, I've only got the lighter.
All right, that'll do. Let's go.
Right.
Yeah, I'm right behind you, mate.
But if you know any other tricks like that, maybe with the lighter. I'm like, you can use the fuel. I'm like, I don't know. Anyway, let's go.
Can I just ask, Mikey, can you give me a psychology roll?
I hand the lighter over to him, and I'm not quite focusing as I see his hands working some arcane magics with the black dial on it and fiddling with the bit of metal.
Yeah.
My psychology... it's 49 on a 10. Yeah. I'm just not very clued up about how people's minds work.
No, okay, so you can't really... You don't really infer too much except that you're surprised that Kit knows so much about, like, fire. And that's all you infer from that. Like, you wouldn't have thought he, sort of slightly nerdy Kit, would be the one who's talking about knowing how to create a little mini matchbox bomb. But that's it. Maybe it doesn't dwell.
Presumably my mind goes through a montage of all the fires that have recently been reported. And I don't in any way connect the teenage arsonist reports in the papers with Kit. I just go, oh, it's not him, right, it's fine.
I think that's exactly what happens.
Perfect.
You don't make any connection whatsoever.
None.
And so in that moment, all I do is I remove the metal and then I wind over the top the black thing a few times and I say, right, be careful, because now its flame's going to be a lot bigger. You turn it one more time, it'll be a constant flame. You can turn this upside down. Gives you 10 seconds, it'll pop. Could create a distraction.
What if I need to just look at something, though? I can still...
Yeah, well, I'll dial it down a few times. So I dial it down and I hand it to you and just go, just turn it a few times to the right till you hear the constant hiss of gas. Then you light, turn it upside down, leave it somewhere, and it'll eventually pop.
Turn it a few times to the right, light, turn it upside down, it'll pop. Got it.
I just... It's the kids at school, there's... Yeah, anyway.
Posh kids at school, eh?
They're not all... Latin chanters, you know, like there's a couple of us that have got in on our own merit.
Of course, they can afford the good cigarettes. I understand.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm getting fucking nervous. I'm going to get down there.
Right, let's go.
Sobranis. So you both climb into the vent. Who's going first?
I am.
Mikey.
And you currently haven't got any light, right? You're just going by feel? Is that right?
Here, Kit, could you light me down this bit and then I'll go in the dark from there.
Right, okay, yeah, so I shine my torch in as he gets down the first bit. And unless there's anything obstructing it, I sort of say, all good?
Well, I'll have to kick this dead pigeon away, presumably.
Yeah.
Gross.
I think you maybe pick it out and throw it out before you climb in.
Joseph would struggle with that in a weird way that I can't explain to myself.
Yeah, I would.
I'd be fine with it, but I'd be like...
So I see this dead pigeon fly up past me. And I'm like, all right, mate, fucking hell. Here's a warning.
So you make your way down, being lit from... Make your way down, being lit from behind. And up ahead, you see what looks like a sort of... You know, in the torchlight, it looks like a... Like an immediate dead end. But then you get there and you realise that it splits, that the tunnel splits left and right.
I go left.
Okay.
I think then I'll follow him.
You follow him left?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you make your way down this tunnel. It doesn't split again. It just sort of emerges. Well, it doesn't emerge, but you get to a point where you can see, the other part of the vent, sort of grill.
Yeah, yeah.
Mikey, you approach your grill and you can see down into the room below. It's quite a drop. I mean, you can't really see much because you haven't got your torch, but you can tell that it's you can feel the airflow that this is the grill that drops down into the room below.
And does it go past the grill? Does it continue, or is this the end of this left branch?
You can step over the grill, well, crawl over the grill, go a little further. It goes a little further, but it just sort of reaches a dead end there. It doesn't go anywhere else.
And is there enough space to turn around once I've gone over the grill?
Yeah.
So I'll sort of wriggle my way round, partially to make room for Kit and also partially to get another view if I can, but it might be one of those slatted grills where you only get one view, and that's fine. But is it possible to get any other glimpse of what's down there?
Not in the dark, no.
So I'm gonna look, and is there any light coming up from there?
No.
So I'm gonna wait till I hear what sounds like Kit getting closer to me. But presumably it's pitch black down here.
Yeah.
Fuck. Horrible. Absolutely horrible.
And what sounds like Kit says, hello.
shit. It's very good. Now, obviously, I've seen Alien, and as I put my... I've got the lighter with me, and as I put my thumb on the lighter, I remember that bit where Dallas is there in the tunnels with his incinerator unit, and he lights, and the fucking alien's there. And I close my eyes, and I breathe, and I go, and I whisper, and I say, I'm going to turn the lighter on.
Okay.
Close your eyes. And then I click the lighter, and then I wait till I feel the inside of my eyes adjusting slightly to some kind of light, and I'll raise it above my head, and then I'll look at the...
I didn't close my eyes, for the record, so I saw Mikey sort of there like that. I probably was blinded by the light anyway, because it was so long in the dark, you know.
Yeah, great. I mean, that's why I was doing it for...
Not permanently, I hope, but...
Even just this bit of lighter... Light. I mean, it's quite confusing because obviously it's going down through these slats.
Mm.
Yeah.
Shadows are a nightmare, I imagine.
Mm. Exactly. Shadows are a nightmare.
Ooh.
And you see... It's very confusing what you see down there. The way the light moves is very odd because you've got these strips of light sort of moving as you move the lighter, almost casting like these lines along the ground down there. And you can tell that it's a bit of a drop. I think, Mikey, you probably think if you could bust the grid down, you might fancy your chances at sort of landing well and rolling, but you're not sure whether Kit could do it. But anyway, the thing that really catches your attention is the fact that you can see, like, it's almost like your flame is reflecting a lot down there. As you move it around, there's little flickers in lots of different locations in the room.
Mirrors.
Shit in the bed. What are you thinking?
So I switch the lighter off.
Uh-huh.
And after a beat, I say, what do you think, kid? Like, really quietly.
I can't fucking tell what's down there. It could be like a 10-foot drop. Might break our legs and then we'll just be stuck there. May as well go through the front door. Do you not think?
What if it's a trap?
Well, we could test if it's a trap. There was another path back there. At least come back over the grill if you are going to do anything first, because otherwise you'd be stuck down that tube. But I mean, if we wanted, we could check out the other end of the grill, the other end where it split off, see if it's better down that way. And if not, we could smash these grills through to see if anyone reacts, see if anyone comes running to the sound. But we'll still be up here safe.
Can you hear anything down there?
I don't know. I'll give it a listen.
Shall I have another listen, or does that count as a pushed roll?
No, you can have another listen. You're a bit closer now. You can both have a listen.
Oh, I got a 13 on my 50, which is a hard, very good hard success.
I got an 18 on my 25, which is not a hard success. So over to you.
Well, Maggie, you can hear... Now you shut up. You can hear...
Shut up. Shut up. Shut your face. Fucking players. Banging on.
Now you can hear what sounds like maybe a little... Maybe muttering. Maybe someone muttering.
Oh, no.
I've lied. I shouldn't have lied.
Kit, you can hear someone muttering. And you tune in and... You think it sounds like...
We'll be free.
It doesn't sound like the Neil you remember from, you know, when you were all mates, but it does sound like the Neil that you, you know, saw here in Funland, sort of, when he'd gone into his weird introspective, I shouldn't have lied. There's a germ of truth in it, I shouldn't have lied. It sounds like that. You can't quite make out the words, but it's that tone.
Yeah. Fuck. Do you hear that, Mikey?
Someone's down there.
It's Neil. Don't say anything, though. There's something weird about it. He's saying weird stuff. I can't make it out, but... I don't think that's our Neil. That's the Neil that's been fucked up in the head by them bastards.
Right. You're right. Let's go back. Let's go back the other way. Let's check.
Yeah. We go back. I'll go first, check the other thing. And then look, if there's not a way down, I say we just have to go in through the back or front doors, because we're not leaving Neil here. Anyway, let's have a look.
Go on.
So I shuffle around and trying to be as quiet as possible and try and make to that fork in the thing again.
Great. So Kit's now in front, shuffles down there.
Classic change of...
Goes past the T-junction. And down about the same distance, the other side, there is another grill that you can feel with your hands.
Now, I think I probably would have a lighter on me, but I don't have it written on my equipment, I don't think. So I might just whisper back, just to be fair to Mikey, and say, here, Mikey, pass us the lighter, would you?
Sure, all right. And I... I feel his legs, and I get up to his legs, and I feel his bum there, and I give him a pinch.
We did.
Sorry, couldn't resist. And then I pass the lighter up.
Wow. All right, mate. Anyway, shh. And actually, first, before I light it, I'm going to have a listen. Is that all right to have a separate listen roll here?
Yeah.
Because we're in a different part of that.
I love the fact that you put your finger to your mouth in the complete darkness as well. So I've no idea that you've done that.
I failed my listen, so I'm not going to push it because I don't know that I failed it as a character. Although I'll change that rule that I've just come up with.
Shall I see if I hear anything?
Yeah, by all means.
23 on a 25.
You can hear... You recognise this sound, and not in a good way. You recognise it from... couple of winters ago when you had a real rat problem in your house.
Oh no.
It's like scratching and scuttling. Yeah, that's what you hear.
Fucking hell.
How close is that to me? Is it like right next to me?
No, it sounds like it's far below you.
Right.
But that's almost, well, I don't hear it. I was going to say, that's almost more worrying, because you sort of expect them to be in walls and vents. If they're just scurrying around on the floor...
They're scurrying around on the floor, eating whatever's in there.
They own this place. But I don't hear that, so I go, I'm putting it on. And I flick the lighter and like look through the grill. And I try and hold it steady and sort of slowly move it so the lines at least don't waver too much, you know, like... But I'm sure they will anyway.
Well, they do a bit. I mean, you still got that eerie sort of, you know, the lines moving up and down.
Yeah. Horrible.
But below you, you see a really weird texture. It's like lots of sort of round shapes, like a sort of mass of round shapes, different colours.
Is it like a ball pit?
Give me an intelligence roll.
Shouldn't need an intelligence roll to identify a ball pit. I think two-year-olds can do that. It probably isn't one.
Well, I mean, it depends on the light, doesn't it?
Yeah, very true.
In the dark, by lighter light from above.
Yeah, yeah.
In a ventilation shaft.
Yeah.
Is there a really weird mist that just lingers around the very top of the balls, just all at the same level, that a laser occasionally just passes through, making it look almost like it's liquid? And are any of the tops of them slightly moving in a translucent sort of way? No.
Maybe now you say that.
Is it? Well, sorry, was that an intelligence roll? Yeah.
Intelligence. Yeah.
So I succeeded. Straight success.
Yeah. You think your best guess is that this is a ball pit? Yeah.
But it's still not. Well, I guess if we were going to come in from above, that does seem
could do a lot worse.
You could do a lot worse.
Yeah.
So I think I sort of I shuffle around a bit in the tunnel, like further away from the grill, just in case I say to Mikey, look, I think it's a ball pit down there.
Can you hear those rats?
No, what?
There's rats down there. I can hear them.
Oh, fuck that then. Not get into a ball pit full of rats.
What, but it's a ball pit and that'll break the fall. That's perfect.
Yeah, break the fall and then we get overrun by rats.
I'm not overrun. I'm just saying I heard. I don't know. I can't. Anyway, look.
I don't like rats, mate. I don't like rats. Why does it have to be rats? and then I sort of say, well, what do you want to do? I still think the best thing, we've scouted it out. We know a bit about what's down there. We know where Neil is. He seemed closer to the back. Or would that be a navigate roll?
Based on the listening?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think you can be almost certain that, you know, Neil was pretty much below you when you were in the other vent and, you know, not you can't hear him here.
Right, so what do we do, mate? I smashed one of the windows, so we've gotten out even if the doors have been locked somehow.
Was it a big enough window to climb through?
Well, I assumed it was, but that was just in my imagination, sort of picturing the front of this place.
Yeah, I think it would have been big enough to climb through.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I say, what do you want to do? I suppose we could go down one in each. If you're not so bothered about the rats, at least there's a soft landing down there. I could try and knock through the grill on the other one, try and see if I can get to Neil.
No, we stay together.
Oh, you're right, of course. But I mean, how... Also, could I just ask... Sorry, Meta, out of character. How big does this building seem? Like, how many rooms do we imagine could be in there? Just in terms of scale, like, if one of us dropped down one of these things and one of us dropped down the other, could there be, like, 8 rooms between us?
Mm.
Or is it, like, likely to be 2 rooms in the building? You know, that's sort of what my...
I would say it's...
Obviously, you don't have to tell us exactly, but...
Maybe somewhere between those two extremes.
Okay.
It's not the size of... let's try and put it in context. It's not like the size of your school.
No.
You know, not your main school building, but it's bigger than Mikey's house. I mean, you can tell even by looking at the map that it's one of the biggest buildings on the site.
Yeah.
So you get the feeling probably there are multiple rooms in here.
Right.
But no, it's not a vast sports hall.
Also, like, I'm no mug, and I know when it says House of Fun, there's going to be tunnels and fucking mirrors and all that shite. So, like, it's not even that simple. So you're right, we stick together. So what do you reckon? What's the plan?
Listen, all right, I think our aim is to try and surprise him and get him out of there, right?
Yeah.
I know that we won't necessarily know our way out, but I'd rather have the advantage of surprising him... Going in through the front when he'll hear us coming in, they'll know that we're coming in. They'll be expecting us coming in that way. We're here now.
All I'd say is, I did smash that front window and no one reacted.
But that's because they're waiting for us to come in, right?
Well, yeah, you're right. You're right. The shadow demons didn't properly kick off until Greenwich. Grenick smashed that crystal, did they? And we was in the thick of it by then, right?
Yeah, well, that was my idea too, so look how well that went.
No, well, yeah. What do you reckon then, down in this bit or down back by Neil?
I reckon this bit. Look, I'll go first, see what the rat situation's like.
All right, I'm sure it'll be fine, I just... You'll scare him off.
Also, I can then help you down.
All right, cool.
I'm going to try and go as quiet as possible. Now, what do you think of this vent? And is it the sort of thing... I'm assuming, of course, it's screwed from the other side. So this is going to have to be a force-it-out job.
I think we're all screwed from the other side at this point, but...
Hey.
Yeah, I think you are all screwed from the other side. Give... Yeah. Yes, it is. It's, Well,
or is it?
I think you might just have to give me another mechanical repair roll and see whether you can work out, you know, what to do with it.
God bless Stuart and his stupid motorcycle. I mean, great motorcycle, but yeah, well, not my best hour. 55 mechanical repair. It's an 11.
Ooh, nice.
Wow. So you're in luck that the screws are screwed in from the other side, but they poke so far through that you can get a purchase on them and twist them back the other way.
Nice.
And then, you know, you think you can probably get them far enough out that you can then sort of... The grate will drop as the screws drop, right? Because they're screwed flush up, and as the screws undo, the grate will drop, and you can get your fingers under and wiggle, and that's what you do, and you manage to actually get a couple of the screws out without them even dropping. You get your little nimble fingers under there and unscrew them, and so you've got that half the vent cover is sort of hanging loose. So you've done a really good job there.
I think even though it's cold, you know, there's a bit of a sheen of sweat on me on this one. It keeps going through my mind, and I keep wanting to mention it to Kit, but I can't because I don't want to risk too much talking. But I keep thinking how this is so unlike D&D. This is sort of laborious and effortful and precarious, and it doesn't just happen in a nice dexterity roll. It's like it's really long fucking work. but I start together, and then I'll try and not let it drop.
But of course, as you're a DM, I'm thinking, God, this is a breeze compared to D&D.
Yeah. And as the keeper of a scenario where the writer has written no ventilation unit, I'm thinking, well, this is fun. The grill is hanging loose from two screws. So you are directly above what Kit has... told you confidently is a ball pond or a ball pit, whatever you want to call it.
Here, do you want the lighter or... I pass in the lighter to have a look at where he's going to land, I think. It's only fair.
Thanks, I'll take it. All right, good luck.
You too.
And I lean in and I say, I am fucking worthy.
Yeah, you are. Hydra.
And then I try and slip down as quietly as I can, you know, kind of halt. So the idea is I'm going to do the gymnast's maneuver of slipping my body down,
mm-hmm.
and then kind of using my arms to hold up, physically using my strength. So you'll call how I would be tested on that, but I'm trying not to hit the floor until the last second, really, or the balls.
Yeah, you know, that's good. You can either give me a dex or a jump roll.
Let me just check to see how good my jump is.
And I'm going to actually, do you know what? I'm going to give you a bonus die for either because of the way you got that grill off so well. You've actually got that to get a bit of purchase on. It gives you a little bit of extra. You can swing off that if you want. So, but either of those, dex or jump, you can give me a roll with a bonus die.
I think I do think about the whole sort of swing forward, but because I don't really know what I'm swinging into... I think I just go for pure drop. So I'm going to go for dexterity. 80. Oh, I'm doing well tonight. A 10.
Wow, well, yeah.
Rare. Nice.
You land in the you land right in the middle of the ball pit in like full pike, not pike.
Yeah, I know what you mean, though. Yeah,
you don't even there's no splash. Like Tom Daly, wrong reference. I can't think of any divers from the 1990s. No one knew about diving until Tom Daly.
Jason Statham.
Jason Statham? Was he an Olympic diver?
He was a diver in the 90s. He started off, yeah.
So you slip into the ball pond like Jason Statham.
When he was a diver.
Like a younger Jason Statham. And you hear rats scuttle away.
Ugh, at least they're scuttling away.
And you sort of wade through the ball pit that's kind of armpit height.
Is it totally pitch black?
Well, now you're down here, there's actually a little bit of natural light coming through the sort of, you know, a few small windows around. So there's a little bit of moonlight coming in. So, and your eyes are now accustomed. So it's not totally pitch black, no.
Does it smell gross?
It doesn't smell good.
You've still got the lighter as well, right?
I'm not gonna try the lighter yet. I'm just gonna move over, listen. Can I hear anything else? Once the rats have scuttled and I've stopped squishing those loud little balls, well, my 86 on a 25. Do I hear anything?
Wait, sorry. You rolled 86 on a 25.
Yeah.
No, you don't hear anything at all.
I hold my position, but I whisper back up, but in a kind of whisper.
Kid. Yeah. All good.
Come down.
All right. 2 seconds. And I think I don't do an Olympic thing really at all. I think I basically sort of fall forwards through the hole and probably spin around and land on my back.
Dex roll?
Yeah. That's a 45 on my 70.
Oh, you're fine. I mean, you would have... It's a ball pond underneath you, to be honest. You would have been fine unless you'd fumbled.
That's what I was hoping, yeah.
I love the fact you call it a pond. That's great.
Yeah, what was your...
I always call them pools.
A ball quagmire. Ball swamp.
Ball pool.
It sounds so refined as a pond. I love it.
Ball pond, ball pool, ball pit. Ball pit?
Yeah, ball pit.
So anyway... You're both in the ball pit.
Pond.
Up to your armpits in it.
Do I hear any rats scuttling when I land, or...?
I think they've all scuttled.
Great. Okay, well, that's a relief. But I still want to get out of here as soon as possible, because I feel like, even though it's not that deep, I don't like the fact that there were rats and I can't see what's beneath me, so I think I sort of scrunch over towards Mikey. And assuming there's like a sort of... a steps out or something, or a little ladder.
You can sort of pull yourself out the side, yeah.
Good upper body strength, nice. So I do that, and I get to the top, and I offer Mikey my hand.
All the time you're doing that, I'm moving at the same time as you.
Oh, okay. Well, you're out way before me then.
I'm trying to make the same noise as you, so...
Great. So we're out, and then I go, you got the lighter?
I've got it at the end of my teeth. And I go, yeah, but can you see? Do you think that might be a door there? Or some kind of... It's dark.
Yeah, so you have a little look around you. Even you maybe flick the lighter. You've got a bit of moonlight coming in through the windows. And you can see in the direction that you assume is the front of the building. It looks like there are some slides that have come down into the ball pond. And you don't know what's beyond that. And then in the direction towards the back of the building... You can see through a door, not a closed door, but like a sort of, you know, an archway, another room with a big sort of pit in it that looks like it's got these irregular platforms. And then there's another door beyond that.
Oh, God, it all got a bit Squid Game there in my head for a second.
So I've given you a lot of information there, but...
No, it's good. But I mean, like, I think he's...
Just so you wanted to know what the scale is. That's the scale, basically.
So it's quite a wide open space. It's bigger than I was expecting to a certain extent.
It feels like it's sequential rooms, basically. You know, there's a room between you and the front door, and there's a room between you and the end room. At least one room there. That looks like the sort of size of it.
But there's no... It's like... It's a funnel in the sense that there's no other doors leading off.
Exactly, yeah. It's a, almost like an obstacle course, it feels like.
Yeah, hence the Squid Game in my head. Good.
I'm going to kneel down, get out my torch, which I had to put in my bag, and then put my backpack back on, and then I'll get the Black Widow in. Would it be possible for me to be able to have the Black Widow and the torch in one hand? Probably not.
When did X-Files first come out?
93, 4, 4. I want to be able to reference the Fox Mulder maneuver, but I haven't ever seen it.
You've seen people do this on, you know, cop shows.
Steven Seagal, maybe? I don't know.
With a gun and a torch, you know, that classic thing, you know. So you know that you can't quite achieve that with a slingshot, but you can approximate it. So you have your slingshot in one hand and you have your torch, your flashlight and a little stone in the other, so that you would be ready to load your slingshot, and it would be a bit clumsy. But so torch and stone in one hand, slingshot in the other, I think would be the way to do it.
That's perfect.
So if that's what you're after.
I think I see him doing that and I mimic it completely. And I've got my pocket full of like gravel from outside.
I was imagining that I did hand the lighter back to Kit because he does seem to know a lot more about it. And I think, right, now I've said the fire plan, he's got a good brain on him. So I'm thinking, right, Kit, you have that. In the meantime, I'll get this ready. But I think actually maybe what I start to realise is what I want to do is I want to be able to use my torch. How good is he? I know how good he is, don't I, with a slingshot. Or was.
How good Kit is.
Yeah. I'm better than him, aren't I?
Yeah.
So I think what I do is I stick my torch, which is a dodgy manoeuvre, into my jeans pocket. So I mean, I'm willing to admit, keeper of the Funland Carnival, it could fall out at any time.
Why don't you give me an idea roll, and I'll give you a better place for it.
Yeah. Not the right man for idea rolls, but I'll give it to you. I have rolled a 31 on my 45 intelligence.
Oh, you're really not very intelligent. So you realise...
Bit harsh, mate. Bit harsh, but all right.
You're still wearing your backpack, and actually the best place for it might be under the strap of your backpack. You could wedge it on your shoulder there, face so it's horizontal. How about that?
Yes. No, I will do that, but it's not on. And then I go to... I, you've basically seen me thinking throughout this whole thing, Kit, but I go, listen, mate, I'm better with the Black Widow.
Yeah, admittedly.
No, no, do you know what I mean? Right?
Yeah, yeah. But I've got not much else.
If you cover your torch...
Yeah.
...with your hand...
Right.
...and then turn it on...
Yeah.
...so you, like, have a fist glowing...
Yeah.
...and then if you need it, you can flash that...
Yeah.
...and I'll cover you.
Right.
Glowing Fist of Power.
Right, Glowing Fist of Power, that's the one.
So I go first without a weapon, and then what, if someone appears in front of me, I just duck down?
Or use harsh language? I don't know.
But do you reckon we shouldn't be using our torches then? I don't see why we shouldn't. There's no one in here.
Well, not that we can see right now, but there's probably somebody out there.
Well, no, yeah. True, true.
And we want to get Neil, so I think...
All right.
If we're both flashing our torches around...
I'll have it to Anne just in case, and I do have my...
Oh, yeah, and if it goes to shit, fuck that. Get the torch out, and I'll turn my torch on.
All right, cool. So, yeah, I prepare all my stuff, like slingshot in that pocket. I've got the gravel there, and I turn my torch on in my fist, like he says, so there's, like, a glow emanating. I think I try and pull my jumper over it so it's not too obvious.
And you've still got that lighter, so, you know, you keep that, I say.
All right. And I start edging forwards. And is there enough light to see, just in the moonlight, basically what's going on?
Yeah, you can see the shape of this sort of, you know, you can see a bit of moonlight falling on the wall and then the dark of the arch and then a bit of moonlight in the next room falling on this sort of pit with these platforms in. So, yeah, you can see where you're going.
Great.
Especially with a little bit of glow from your torch behind your hand.
So as I make it through slowly... Between the archway, want to look like left and right, make sure I'm not being flanked, as it were.
No.
And I want to look at the pit. Is there a net? Is it like one of those pits where there's like a net hanging down and then platforms above it, or?
No, it looks like perhaps these platforms were once moving platforms.
Oh, I see.
You know, mechanical platforms moving back and forth that you would have had to time your run over them.
Bloody hell.
Or fall.
It's like Takeshi's Castle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, health and safety nightmare. No wonder I got shot down.
Yeah. Well, that's one reason.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm sure. But is there a way of making our way around the edge of this pit?
No.
Or do we have to go over the... We have to.
Yes.
Great. And can I see, looking, can I see where we're aiming for? Is it just over the other side of the same level?
Yeah, it looks like you'd have to jump across sort of 1, 2, 3, 4, like 5 platforms.
Yeah, yeah.
The route is not great. Because obviously they're not moving, so you'd have to, you know, you'll have to give me...
But we might be able to get them moving if we got to one and tried to swing it or something, or like...
Oh, yeah, maybe. Or you could just see if you could sort of jump across them. There's just some of the gaps are a little bit bigger than you might wish for. And, you know, you're not going to die if you fall off it. You know, it's a fun fair.
Is that clear?
Or are you?
Well, I was about to say the first thing I want to do is kneel down towards the edge of the pit and put my torch under my jumper so it's not too visible in front, but I want to shine the torch down into the pit to see what's underneath.
Well, it's kind of hard to tell because it's full of rubbish. It's full of, like... But it doesn't look like it's... But there is a bottom.
Right.
It's not like it's...
Yeah, yeah.
You can't really see how bad a drop it would be, but, like, it's, you know...
But I do turn to Mikey and say, "Here, mate, like... I don't know how deep it is, it's probably fine, but there might be all sorts of, like, I don't know, needles and, like, crack stuff, ecstasy pipes down there. So, like,
But we've got to get over that to get...
Yeah.
Out of this place, right?
Looks like it.
I don't understand. Are we in an enclosed space, effectively, which doesn't have windows leading onto other...
Yes.
Are there windows that sort of lead into...
There's another archway beyond this room.
Which is open.
Yeah. Hang on. No, at the other end of this room, there is like an archway with a door. It's not open.
Ah, right.
Ah, so potentially we could get torches out and just jump over and get to the door and then turn the torches off and then open the door.
Yeah, potentially.
Potentially.
Because, like, I don't know how good my jump is anyway, but doing it in the dark...
Yeah, jumping in the dark, we don't want that, do we? We don't want that.
My jump's not great anyway.
All right, fuck this kit. Let's just get these torches on, get on the other side.
Right. Okay, okay.
I'm beginning to think you were right. Probably should have gone through the front at this rate.
So I turn it off. And first thing, can I scan in the pit with the torch freely now?
Mm.
Is there a ladder up the other side? There's no cheat way here.
No, there's a ladder on your side. So basically, if you fell in,
you'd be able to get out.
You
but
climb back out and have another go.
Would be on the same side.
Yeah.
This is a fucking nightmare. I go, what do you reckon? Do you reckon you can make it to the first platform?
Yeah, yeah, I can make that.
All right, cool. I'm only saying because I know you've probably got a better chance than me. But, you know, not the end of the world if I fall in, I suppose. I'll just get back out and try again.
Yeah.
You're not going to fall in, Kit, don't worry. I'll catch you.
All right.
So, if Mikey's going to go first...
Yeah.
Mikey, I'll let you get all the way across with one jump roll. Not one jump, but, like, one successful jump roll. We'll get you...
Across all the platforms.
Will mean you've done a good route across all the platforms and got out the other side.
Nice.
And Kit, if you watch him carefully,
yeah.
Spirit of Squid Game.
Yeah.
If you watch him carefully, you can have a bonus
right.
die on your jump roll if he's successful.
Yes.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Jump 65.
Oh, that's so much better than mine.
Because I take it like that, yeah, that's probably better than helping each other onto platforms and both being on the same platform at the same time, right?
Almost certainly.
Yeah.
At least one of us will get out.
That's a 56 on a 65.
Okay, so you first one fine, second one fine, third one fine, wobbles a little bit, but you're okay. And then one more, and then you're basically over the other side. You've made it fine. Kit, you've watched him.
Yeah.
You've watched his footwork.
Yeah.
You've seen where the tricky bit is, the wobbly one, and you think you're ready, so you can give me a jump roll with a bonus die.
Right, let's do this.
just while he's running that, if this had been an 80s film or an 80s scenario, I would have put my Walkman on and I would have been listening to face-melting guitar solos while I was doing those jumps.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But luckily, it isn't that kind of show, so...
Yeah, luckily.
The best I did was 39 on my 20 jump.
Oh, dear.
19 luck. 19 luck.
I mean, I've got luck to spend, but I think, actually, to be realistic, he's already had a bonus die. I think he probably just slips. Well, you tell me what happens.
Yeah, so you make it across the first three, and then on that tricky jump that even Mikey struggled with a little bit, you slip and you stumble and you fall pretty badly. And although it's not very far, you land really badly on your ankle.
Oh, shite.
And you take 3 points of damage.
Ooh. Oh.
Major wound?
I thought it was going to be foam underneath that rubbish.
No, it's...
What sort of fucking place is this?
All the rats ate that.
Well, it is foam, but...
The rats have eaten the foam.
Because there's so much crap on the floor, and because it's quite dark, and you weren't really expecting to... You just landed really badly.
Yeah.
So that's 3 points of damage, but you can hobble back to the ladder and have another go.
Well, I'm going to have to. I imagine with a penalty die now that my ankle's fucked.
Well...
Well, if I make it out, so I do. I go, fuck, man, my ankle, shit. I'm sort of whisper shouting, but I go,
yeah.
It's all right. I'll try again.
So you want to try again?
There's no other fucking way out of here, is it? I can't climb back up the vent.
You have a penalty die for your ankle, but you still get your bonus die for seeing Mikey across. So they cancel each other out. So it's just a regular jump roll.
Just a regular jump roll. It's all right, I'll just spend all my luck if this fails, because I can't break both my ankles.
On a 20?
Yeah.
Maybe you should have spent the 19. Fuck.
I know, but I just, in the moment, I thought it was more honest, but... 82.
This time, you... you fall on the very first one, and you sort of... You wobble, and you slip, and you land on your elbow... And what? How many hit points have you got?
Four.
You got four hit points?
Well, I had seven. I've got four now. Have I just died?
Kit? Fuck me, Kit, no. Talk to me, Kit.
Next week, we bring you the dramatic finale of Unland. But if you can't wait that long, or if you've been missing the dulcet tones of Dominic Allen, then why not check out our Patreon, where you can currently hear the first episode of Spilsbury 9485, which serves as a companion piece to this, in more ways than one. Apocalypse can access that and much more from just £5 a month. For more information, head to patreon.com/apocalypseplayers.